some parents have been allocated a house, but they can't move in, and the family is now divided, taking up residence among some of their neighbours or their friends, and temporary accommodation, waiting in a house. This is unacceptable. We have a situation where families are being divided. I know one parent who isn't living overnight in the same accommodation as her children. That's grossly unfair, and it's totally unacceptable. And I have called on the senior management of the housing executive to recognise the crisis that we're in. Yesterday I got a phone call from a very senior housing manager who said he was dealing with it. I said, we need action, not words, because these people are suffering unduly.
Who's to blame here? Who's at fault?
Well, it would appear that the housing executive senior management are certainly at fault. Ultimately, of course, we have had a problem where the minister has been castigating some of the maintenance contractors for a period of time. He made accusations against some of them, and I think this has caused some of the unnecessary problems that now have arisen with some contractors. In Strabane, there's been a particular case where a maintenance contractor, for whatever reason, was suspended by the housing executive from doing their work last June, and they have not replaced that contractor. And that means we have a compounded problem.
Is there not a simple solution here? Bring in a contractor to carry out the maintenance works, and then the social housing backlog will be no more.
Absolutely, that is the immediate issue. And I have called yesterday for a contractor to be appointed and the necessary resources to be put at it and a sufficient number of maintenance workers to be put on site. Because we have all these houses sitting vacant, maintenance jobs to be done, but there's nobody to do it at the moment. And the housing executive have the public responsibility to address the problem.